Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, yesterday, over the last couple of days, we have been talking on and off about the topic of willful sin. And, of course, nobody wants to hear about real grace because there's nothing to excuse the sin in which they continuously live in, that they continue on. And of course, there's people that are not going to like that, and probably more than not that are going to like that. But one lady yesterday said, she said, you know, he's kicking out scriptures all the time, but she said, something's just not right. And that all the while reminds me of when we were out street preaching Law of Grace about 20 years ago, and we were downtown Minneapolis, and a woman comes up, an older woman, of course, because wisdom is justified by her children, Luke 7:35, and she doesn't want to take responsibility for the crop that she is actually sowed into concerning the current generation, the up-and-comings. It seems like the older generation wants to distance themselves from what it is that they're responsible for creating in so many different ways. And I put that up against Scripture where it says, train up a child in the way he or she will go. Well, they didn't do that, friends. They gave them over to the school systems to be raised up to be a bunch of rebels, indoctrinated fools. For the most part, that's exactly what they are, that despise the Word of God. And that is exactly what's destroying this country today. And I'm not talking about everybody, but I am talking about a good portion of it. Now, going back to this older lady, we were preaching Law of Grace. We were preaching the Ten Commandments. And the woman comes up and she said, that's not my Jesus. She said, that's not my Jesus. She was adamant about it. That's not my Jesus. And I looked over at her and I said, I bet he's not. I bet this isn't your Jesus. You're preaching another gospel. And when you look at Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, he was the one that warned us of such people such as yourself. And when you go to Galatians 1:8, you'll find out exactly what I'm talking about. You're going to have to, folks, write these scriptures down, make them applicable to the topic in which we're highlighting even now. Because I do only have 2 hours to get through what we need to get through today. But what it clearly tells me is there's a different gospel being preached today. And it's something that we have hit, both morning show, Tim Brown and myself, in the afternoon show for many years, that there's a false gospel that's being preached. Yesterday, I'd highlighted the fact that my wife's grandmother, who was 98 years old when she passed away, we had asked her the question. She passed away about 4 or 5 years ago now, but I'd asked her the question, so when you would go to church, what was it that you were used to hearing? And she said, all the way up until the 60s, 1962 in particular, she said it was always the law and the prophets. And isn't it interesting that Scripture tells us they know not the voice of the prophets? So when we make reference to the prophets, they don't know that voice. No, but what they do know how to do, because the spirit of the world never changes, they know how to praise the dead prophets, and then what they do is they in turn know how to persecute the living ones or those that are holding to the prophets concerning the word of God. Yeah, nothing's changed, friends. It's the same spirit since the very inception of time. And we need to get back to the word and understand that, because when Jesus said, you're going to be persecuted for my name's sake, he said, what they do to me, they're going to do to you. He said, if they're going to call me Beelzebub, the devil, he said, just imagine what they're going to call you. And we're living in those times today. There's no question about it. But here, we're going to hold to the word, we're going to contend for the faith, and we're going to hold forth the word of life, regardless if men like it or not. Now, what I want to do is I want to go back to the old past just a little bit, because I talk quite a bit about the modern-day gospel and the old time gospel. The preachers of the old and the preachers in the present, okay? There is a stark contrast between those that serve God and what you think when it comes to those men that serve God. I want to put up to you right now John Calvin. Now, this is applicable to those that are called of God. John Calvin said, whomsoever the Lord has adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship, that of Christ, ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life. Now, that's where we just lost half of our listeners right there, because they don't want to hear about the trials and the tribulations and the persecutions. They don't want to hear about how they're going to be hated for their love, John 15. They don't want to. You can also put that up against John 7:7, if you'd like. They don't want to hear about straight and narrow and difficult is the way. They want to hear the wide and the broad. That's why they take heed to the likes of a Joel Osteen or the Joyce Meyer or that of a Benny Hinn or a modern-day preacher that we all know of, who, by the way, our plants. And if you put that up against 1 Kings 13:33, you'll understand what we're talking about here, okay? But again, listen to what John Calvin said. Put this up against what you see today. God has a wonderful plan for your life. That's what you're being told today. By the way, that's not in Scripture. But it does tell us just the exact opposite. Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's found in Acts 14:22. And notice I'm making reference to every point that I'm making here with Scripture and or the Constitution. But again, let's go back to John Calvin. Many people, by the way, accredit John Calvin for the foundation of this country, for those that did not know that. That's a free one, okay? But John Calvin said, whomsoever the Lord has adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life crammed with very many and various kinds of evil. Whoa! Whoa! That is not at all what I'm hearing today. I'm hearing just the exact opposite. I'm hearing that if you're having a hard time or you're going through trials or tribulations, that's all of the devil. No, it's not all of the devil. The Lord is training us up to do what? To be made more than conquerors. When you put that up against Psalm 119, what does it say? In thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me that I might learn your statutes, Lord. Now you're being told that that's the devil. No, the devil doesn't want you going to the cross. He's doing his best to keep you away from the cross. Let's think about that. That's why we see so many enemies of the cross in the United States of America today, because they haven't taken the time to read the Bible for themselves. And here we are. This is what we have left as to what we're dealing with here, friends. What I want to do is I want you to hear Charles Spurgeon as well before this hard break. And listen carefully. This is an old-time preacher. They called him the Prince of Preachers. Charles Spurgeon said, avoid a sugared gospel as you would shun sugar of lead. He said, seek that gospel which rips up and tears and cuts and wounds and hacks and even kills, for that is the gospel that makes alive again. Oh my goodness. That is the power of God unto salvation. He finishes it. And when you have found it, give good heed to it. Let it enter into your inmost being as the rain soaks into the ground. So pray the Lord to let his gospel soak into your soul. Isn't that amazing? That's the old time gospel that we're missing today, friends. And we're commanded by God to go back to the old past in Jeremiah 6:16. So let's do just that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Also jump on over to that of SOL Radio Live on top of that page and subscribe to our Rumble feed. Also jump over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ, and we're going to prove that just once again here today. I've got you for 2 hours. By the way, thank you for making us the number one and the number two show on Genesis Communication Networks in 156 cities nationwide. We're also broadcasting into 53 different countries. We also have our friends over on Cool TV who play our broadcasts every single day of the week and other television outlets as well. If you want to check out any of that, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That tells you everything you need to know about who we are and the fruit that we have borne as a ministry over the last 23 years. One more time, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about That's Not My Jesus. A lady said to me many years ago when we were out street preaching, she said, "That's not my Jesus." And I looked at her and I said, "I bet it's not." Understanding the fruit that you lack. You know, I want to say this, friends, so you can all understand before we get into the old-time gospel here. There is no such thing as a fruitless Christian. It doesn't exist. Read John 15:8. That's how he's glorified, is by you bearing much fruit. And if you're not bearing fruit, it's because you lack the Holy Ghost. You're not born again of the Spirit, John 3:3. Well, that's pretty judgmental. No, that's scriptural. And I'm holding to the judge's word. So if you don't like that, you need to get it right. Stand on the Bible. Admit that everything that you are and you do and you have done in your doing is sin before God, Acts 20, verse 21, Matthew 3, 2, and tell the Lord to revive everything that's standing on that Bible. That's real revival. He's right, I'm wrong. That is regeneration. He's right, I'm wrong. That's the new birth. All things old have passed away. Behold, all things are become new, period. Okay? Let's get back to this. So I just highlighted the fruit of a man that walks with God by John Calvin. And then as I look through it, I begin to understand the guys like that of George Whitefield. This was the guy, by the way, he was an enlightening preacher, George Whitefield. He was famous for going into colleges during the founding era of our country. As a matter of fact, Benjamin Franklin used to finance his ministry, for those that did not know. And so now you know. But what's interesting about George Whitefield is he used to have eggs and dead cat and rocks and all this other stuff being thrown at him when he was preaching. And he's the guy that's famous for saying that I was honored today by having those things itemized, of course, in his conversation, thrown at me for preaching the gospel. See, again, they understood the cross. They weren't the ones dancing around it. They were the ones bearing their cross. George Whitefield said, he said, the riches of his free grace caused me daily to triumph over all. Wait. Did I just hear him say the riches of his free grace, speaking of grace, line upon line, precept upon precepts, picking up from where we left off yesterday, adding to the conversation from yesterday on to today. And then he says, the riches of his free grace caused me daily to triumph over all of the temptations of the wicked one, who is very vigilant and seeks at all occasions to disturb me. Is that your life? I can tell you this, friends, it's my life. Did I apply for the job? Nope, I'm just responding, but it's my life. It's a whirlwind constantly. There's constantly something you have to deal with. It's never ending, but I'll tell you what, we're constantly given the victory because it was given unto us over 2,000 years ago when Jesus said, it is finished. Now, this also reminds me of, I believe, of Romans 5:20 here. I need to go there because I know that in Romans 5:20, which is coming to my aids right now, I know it by heart, but I just wanted to go over there because I know it says that more over the law entered that the offense might abound. Now, this is what I want you to hear. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Wait, did I hear that right? Yep, we heard that right. How does the false gospel hold up to what Scripture tells us in Romans 5:20? Where sin abounded, we use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. That's not what it said. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. It overcame. Yep, because we're overcomers in Christ Jesus. And what is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. Who gave us that faith? His name is Jesus Christ. Okay? We're talking about, this isn't my Jesus. I'm here to tell you, the one I'm reading off right now concerning the Word is the only Jesus there is in Scripture. And it's important that we listen. I want to bring you to the next guy. This guy is, oh my gosh, to the core. His name was E.M. Bounds. He was during the time, he was a chaplain during the Civil War in the United States of America. And you want to talk about going through it, this guy went through it. I want you to listen carefully as to what E.M. Bounds said. He said, Christianity is a battle waged against invisible foes who are always alert and ever seeking to entrap, to deceive, and ruin the souls of men. Sounds like politicians, doesn't it? It sounds like many of the hirelings in the church today, doesn't it? And I'm putting that up against Ephesians 4:14 and John 10:12. Read those scriptures. E.M. Bounds goes on and says, the Christian life is no picnic or excursion. It is not entertainment or a pleasure trip. It involves effort, wrestling, and struggling. It demands putting forth the full energy of your spirit in order to frustrate the foe and be in the end more than a conqueror. Wow! Whoa! This is the Jesus of the Bible. It is not a flower-strewn path, no rose-scented affair. From start to finish, it is a spiritual warfare. It is a battle, not a game. From the moment that they first draw their spiritual swords, Christian warriors are compelled to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Isn't that interesting? Folks, we're talking about the Jesus in the Bible, the only one that's there. Read 2 Timothy 2:3. Ian Bounds goes on. What a conception or a misconception many people have of the Christian life. How little the average church members appear to know of the character of the conflict and its demands upon them. How ignorant they seem to be of the enemies they must encounter if they are to serve God faithfully and to succeed in getting to heaven and receive the crown of life. They scarcely seem to realize that the world, the flesh, and the devil will oppose their onward march and will totally defeat them unless they give themselves to constant vigilance and unceasing prayer. Well, you know, that's one thing that I learned right off the bat. And I can go back over to Charles Finney. By the way, you can, for every one of these men, John Bunyan, Charles Finney, Jonathan Edwards, John Knox, William Booth, John Wesley, the list goes on. For every one of them, you can chew up the meat and spit out the bones, because everybody can find fault with somebody that I just named. Well, guess what? And they would say the same thing if they were here. You're to follow Christ. You're not to follow the men. I'm just showing you the fruit of Christ in these men. That's all. Okay? But it's interesting to note, going to Charles Spurgeon, Charles Spurgeon said that when he first got saved, tell me if anybody can give me an amen on this one, or have experienced this in any sense of the word. But Charles Finney, when he first got saved, he had the church people come over to him and said, would you like us to pray for you? And Charles Finney said to those people that asked him if they could pray for him, he said, why would I want you to pray for me when you yourselves don't even get your prayers answered? Well, if that's a man that knows what he's going for. And he's not going to stop until he gets exactly what he's asking for, just like Jacob when he was wrestling with the angel. And he knew how to get it. He knew that there was a point of warfare that he had to wrestle with the angel, because he said, bless me or I'm not going to let you go. That's a man that understood imprecatory prayer. That's a man that understands the very definitions of importunity. He wasn't going to stop until he received what was promised unto him. And just think about this, friends. The Bible is clear when the Lord said it's his good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom. And it's also very clear when he said, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. But yet you see today in the modern church it going backwards from the very promises of greater that Christ promised to the church. It's getting lesser and lesser. It's getting to the point where you don't trust anybody when they say, I'll pray about it. It's like, you know what? If you're not already prayed up, I don't need what I'm asking you for. Because you don't understand what you're called to be in concerning this warfare in this Christian walk. Folks, this is incredible. There is definitely a stark contrast with what we see in the American church and what's happening in America. I'm going to bring you back to the way of the master right on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns. Russia continuing to turn to the air as their invasion of Ukraine continues. Missile strikes have been reported in the eastern part of the country, prompting air alerts. Rocket attacks on a city in Kharkiv killed 3 people. 3 others were hospitalized, and an apartment building was destroyed. More than 50 rockets sprayed residential areas of Nikopol. The bodies of 2 people were pulled from under what's left of a house, and a woman was hospitalized. The BBC is reporting 3 people were killed in a long-range missile attack on a central Ukrainian city. Local officials say a factory which makes space rockets and satellites was struck. Russia's defense ministry claims the factory made parts for Ukrainian missiles. Leaders of the 20 richest countries in the world cannot bridge differences over the war in Ukraine when they met in Bali this week. They did agree on a range of issues addressing economic woes. This is USA Radio News. President Joe Biden told Arab leaders at a summit today that the U.S. will not walk away from the Middle East as he wrapped up a 4-day trip to that part of the world. Biden announced $1 billion in U.S. aid to alleviate hunger in the region while pressing counterparts to ensure human rights. Many of those leaders lead repressive governments. The president met with the Saudi crown prince on Friday, giving him a fist bump that was criticized by some lawmakers, the fiancé of Sling Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi, as well as the publisher of the Washington Post.
He basically said that he was not personally responsible for it. I indicated I thought he was.
Biden said he made it clear that the killing was, quote, vitally important to him and the United States. Another losing week for Wall Street at the close on Friday, though big companies reported solid earnings and investors welcomed an encouraging report on consumer sentiment and inflation expectations. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We have some people online right now saying, oh my gracious, it's rather slow in here. Maybe others are also having trouble getting in. Isn't that kind of odd? I mean, I bet you Howard Stern doesn't have that problem, does he? Nope. Bet you Sean Hannity doesn't have that problem, does he? Bet you old Rachel Maddow doesn't have that problem, does she? Nope, because they're not saying anything offensive to the establishment that everybody claims that they're sick and tired of, except this show. Now, we've been noticing it for years here. And it's funny how we're, as a matter of fact, to counter it, go over to Genesis Communication Networks right now, which the gauge is live. We're ranking at number 1 and number 2 out of 65 different show hosts, but we're having problem on our social media platforms. And we all know, anybody that's been paying attention to the show, how our YouTube channel's been shut down, all 3 of them. Our Facebook, our public page was completely shut down. It's a conversation that we continuously have over here. Our subscribers are going up, but our viewership is going down during our live shows. Folks, Washington was right, and I'm going to get back to my point. We're going to be led as sheep to the slaughter if they take away our freedom of speech. And this is what they're warring against. They can't have people such as myself out there exposing who it is that they are. Matter of fact, thank you, Lord. I was just thinking about this from yesterday. Hugo Black, he was a famous judge. Listen to what he said. He said the framers of the Constitution knew that free speech is the friend of change and revolution. Then he goes on and says, but they also knew that it is always the deadliest enemy to tyranny. Of course it is. They know where Bradley Dean is. They know where Tim Brown is. They know exactly what we're standing for. They can't have the Word of God and the Constitution preached out there, friends, that Abraham Lincoln told us to preach from the pulpits. They just can't have that because it exposes them at every given turn. Okay? That's our job. Ephesians 5:11. We're to reprove darkness. We're not to play with it. We're to reprove darkness. We're not to play with it. So, let's get back to this. That's not my Jesus. Well, again, friends, it's the only one in the Bible. I want you to listen carefully to this because I was thinking about how the violent take it by force. Again, when you hear scriptures like this, you never hear them being preached from the pulpits because the pulpits have never experienced it. Therefore, they're not preaching about those things that they've never partaken with. As a matter of fact, Paul said, I dare not speak of those things that Christ has not wrought through me. Well, that's what they're doing, but they're taking it out of context. I want you to listen carefully to that of Mr. Barnes, okay? Albert Barnes, concerning verse 12 of Matthew 11. He said, and from the days of John, that is from the days when John began to preach it, it is known how long it was, but it was not probably more than a year. Our Savior here simply states the fact that he says that there was a great rush or a crowd pressing in to hear John the Baptist. He said multitudes went out to hear him as if they were about to take the kingdom of heaven by force. So he says, it has continued since the kingdom of heaven or the gospel has been preached. There has been a rush to it. People have been earnest about it. They have come pressing to obtain the blessings as if they would take it by force. There is allusion here to the manner in which cities were taken. Besiegers pressed in upon them with violence and demolished the walls with such earnestness and violence, he says. People had pressed around him and John since they began to preach. There is no allusion here to the manner in which the individuals and the sinners seek salvation, but it is a simple record of the fact that multitudes had thronged around him and John to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay, one more. Let me go over to this one because, again, we're going back to the old past, John 6:16. This is Adam Clark concerning Matthew 11:12. This applies to me and you. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. The tax gatherers, the publicans is what they're called in the Bible, and heathens, whom the scribes, the doctors of the law, and the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day, think they have no right to the kingdom of the Messiah. People such as ourselves, filled with holy zeal and earnestness, and seize at once on the preferred mercy of the gospel, and so take the kingdom as by force from those learned doctors who claim for themselves the chiefest places in the kingdom. Let's take it today. I see it all the time on social media platforms. I see the church in America today, especially the older people. They're all up on a stage, sitting on couches, sofas. They're sitting on chairs. They're drinking coffee. And they have probably a crowd of 100 to 200 people, if they're lucky. And what they're doing is they're debating the word into the definitions of the word. Okay? Now, those are those that stand back and realize not that they're to be partakers. They're hearers only, deceiving themselves. Folks, these are the type of people that have conferences for 3 to 4 days as if abortion is right or it's faith without works right, so on and so forth. Just the most ridiculous things that you could think of when it all comes down to common sense and we easily understand. Now, I'm saying this because what they'll do is they'll just sit there and do nothing. Isn't it interesting that King David, who was a stripling, he was a young man, he was but a youth, the Bible says. Isn't it interesting that he was a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving himself? When you go to 1 Samuel 17, isn't it interesting how Saul and all of the children of Israel and his armies were standing back allowing Goliath to defy the armies of the living God? Okay, that's the modern-day Church of America today. They were afraid. They were taking counsels from their fears. Yet the Bible tells us we have not been given a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. As a matter of fact, perfect love casteth out all fear. And when I think of Proverbs 7, that's in 1 John, and then I think of that over in Proverbs 28, where it says, strong confidence are those that fear the Lord, and bold are the righteous. That means forward to danger. So again, we're looking at in contrast to old-time preachers as to what we see today. I mean, rather than understanding concerning the Pharisees of the day, the doctors of the law, those that have been put up by the people as great teachers but never experienced anything, maybe they need to go back to King David and understand that he knew more than the ancients. He knew more than his teachers' scriptures tell us. Why did he know more than his teachers, friends? Because he kept the testimonies of the Lord. He was a doer of the word and not a hearer only. You know what, friends? My first message I ever gave over 23 years ago was, it's got to suck to be a spectator. Because this spiritual walk to you, it's not a head thing. It's a heart thing. It's a union thing with the gospel of Jesus Christ, because he is alive forevermore. As a matter of fact, Scripture tells us, as he is, so are we in this world. Whoa! As he is, so are we in this world. And yet it's him that says, greater works will you do than I did in John 21. Okay, somebody's got this wrong. I'll tell you who's got it wrong. Those that don't practice what they preach. Paul said, we love his appearing. See, it's the spirit of Antichrist that holds that information away from the church because it's never experienced it. And what's happened to that? Spirit of Antichrist and those that operate in the spirit of Antichrist, they serve Satan. Look to the Pope. Look to the Pope. And you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Look at the many of the evangelical leaders today. Look at the compromise. This is all coming from experience, friends. Sat down, have the hat, have the t-shirt, have the conversations with the best that you have in this country. And I can, on one hand, and less, probably go to three people that I respect in ministry as being the real deal in this country. The rest of them, I understand why we're in trouble today. Because they keep not the testimonies of the Lord. Okay? Matthew 11:12. This is Adam Clark. He goes on. The tax gatherers and harlots, whores, prostitutes, go before you into the kingdom of God. Speaking to the Pharisees who don't even understand who the Christ is. They have a head knowledge, not a heart knowledge. They have no experience with Christ at all. The Bible, Adam Clark said of Matthew 11:12, he that will get possession of the kingdom of righteousness, peace, and spiritual joy must be in earnest. All hell will oppose him in every step he takes, and if a man be not absolutely determined to give up his sins and evil companions and have his soul saved at all hazards and at every expense, he will surely perish everlastingly. He said of Matthew 11:12, Adam Clark, this requires a violent earnestness. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. How many times, Bradley, why are you so forthright? Because I'm led. Has anybody ever taken the time to look at Martin Luther in his own self-analysis of who he is and what he does? And what he's called to do and how he acts? Oh, he said he was driven into battles. He was driven into fights. He was driven to conquer the enemies and devils. He said he was driven to undo stumps. Stumps, folks. He didn't say knock the trees over. Like John the Baptist when he said lay the axe to the root of the tree. No, the Lord called him to go dig up the stumps. Look at that man's life. What a different message he had to preach than the one that we see today. Isn't it interesting how the American people today, they want everything at ease. They want everything given to them. They have the entitlement attitude. Well, let me say this, folks. You see the up-and-coming generation, everybody accuses them of the entitlement mentality. Who taught them that? Who taught them that? They didn't learn it on their own, friends. Yeah, we know the devil's their teacher. But who was their teacher in the flesh that the devil was using? Their parents. Their parents. And if you think that's way out there, hey, folks, why don't you drive down the street concerning the entitlement mentality and attitude? Why don't you drive down the street and look at all the help wanted signs and go talk to the CEOs or the owners of those businesses and ask them how hard it is to find people to do good work? They can't even pay them $20 an hour. You want to know why? because the younger generation today is living off the government. They actually think the government is writing checks out from their own accounts to support them. No. Guess what? They're aiding their own demise. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I am Naomi from Montana. Bradley Dean is going into the schools enlightening our youth about important issues. He is also waging war in spiritual wickedness in high places. I want to encourage you to put aside denominational differences and stand behind this man of God, because divided as a nation, we shall fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You want to call in 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I don't, I'm not being rude or disrespectful, but if you got something to say, say it to me on the air. Pro or con, it matters not. Seems like everybody's got something to say until it's live. 1-866-582-9933, holding to the Jesus of the Bible, because we're seeing and hearing a lot of, that's not my Jesus. Yep, I know, but it's the one in the Bible. What you have done is you have violated the second commandment. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a God to suit your sin, a God that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, committing adultery, killing, being angry without a cause, Matthew 5, Jesus said in grace. Having other gods, taking the name of the Lord thy God in vain, coveting. Folks, the fact of the matter is, you're creating a God that suits your sin, and I'm here to tell you scripturally, your God does not exist. What is the problem? Here, let me tell you what the problem is. There's a war between you and God's law, and it's a war that you will never win, nor do you want to win. Because when you see what Jesus again did for you on Calvary, and bleeding Calvary red with his blood as the propitiation for our sins to redeem us back unto him, you don't want to war against his law. You're going to be repentant for violating his law. And that's a work of the Holy Ghost, John 16, 2 Corinthians 7, 10 and 11. I want to tell you this, and we're going to get to it, and I'm going to show you the way of the master. The Ten Commandments are against you, okay? The first comes forward and says, let him be cursed, for he denies me. He has another God beside me. His God is his belly, and he yields his homage to his lust. All the Ten Commandments, like ten great cannons, are pointed at each and every one of us today. For we have all broken God's statutes and lived in daily neglect of all of his commands. Okay? Saul, you will find it a hard thing to go to war with the law. When the law came in peace, Sinai was altogether on smoke, and even Moses said, I exceeding fear and quake, is what Moses said. What will you do when the law of God comes in terror, when the trumpet of the archangel shall tear you from your graves, when the eyes of God shall burn their way into your guilty soul, when the great books shall be opened in all of your sin and shame shall be punished? 2 Corinthians 5:10, Hebrews 9:27, Revelation 21, verse 8. Can you stand against an angry law in that day? Therein lies the problem right there. Either we're for or we're against. Now, don't get me wrong, folks. When we look at, and I'm thinking of a couple things. When we look at Isaiah 42:21, the Bible says that, you know what, I'm just going to go there, because this is the Christ, prophesying of the Christ, the coming Messiah. And I want you to listen carefully as to what it says, rather than just give you the scripture here. It says in the King James Version, Isaiah 42:21, the Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. What will Christ do when he comes to the world, into the world? He will magnify the law and make it honorable. That's what it says. This is the Jesus of the Bible. As a matter of fact, if you go to Romans 15:8, it says that he is a preacher of the circumcision. He was a preacher of the law to the Jews who received the oracles of God, the moral law of God, the Torah. So they knew it. And when Jesus came about, who brought in grace and truth, when they received him, they received the power of the Holy Ghost along with receiving him into the new life. Read John 3:3. Now I'm also thinking of that of Psalm 40, verse 7, forgive me. And we're just doing a live show here. And what it tells us here, going to the King James Version, then said, lo, I come into the volume of the book. It is written of me. This is Christ, right? And what does it say right after that, friends? Well, if you read Psalm 40, and I'm going to go to it. I just was there, and it just blanked out on me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yeah, the law is within my heart, Jesus said. Can anybody show me in Scripture where Jesus ever abrogated the law? Can anybody show me where he ever violated in grace God's moral law by committing the act of sin? Nope, just the exact opposite, John 8:46. Okay? I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. Okay, well, Bradley, that's the New Testament. Yeah, it is. So let me go over to Hebrews 8 in verse 10 into the New Testament. And I want you to listen carefully as to what, again, holding to the Jesus of the Bible as to who he is and what it is that he came to establish. Okay? For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. That's his children. Okay? After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. One more, just for food for thought, unless I get any questions on this. 1-866-582-9933. When I go to Hebrews 10:7, it says, Then said he, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written to do thy will, O God. And what's his will? Well, to establish his government in this earth in saving men's souls from what? Their sins, right? And isn't that exactly what we're called to do? Isn't the message, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand? Yep. What are they supposed to repent for? Breaking his law. What happens, what comes with the new birth? Upholding his law, because that's the heart of God within you that's been given unto you, and the love of God that's been shed abroad in your hearts by the Holy Ghost that's been given to you, Romans 5:5. Okay? I got to tell you, I love it. Because when you hold to the word, people are almost mesmerized. They're almost taken back saying, and this is the worst. That's not what my preacher said. That's the Old Testament. Nope, he confuses ceremonial law with moral law. Jesus said in Matthew 5, think not that I come to destroy the law and the prophets. I come not to destroy, but to fulfill. Not one jot or one tittle shall in any wise pass until it is all fulfilled. Whoa! Isn't that crazy? So let's do this. Let's go to the way of the master. Let me give you a couple examples. And again, if you want to call in, you can at any time. 1-866-582-9933. Okay? And when he was gone forth into the way, this is Mark 10, starting in verse 17, and kneeled to him, one came running and kneeling to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Now, this is what Jesus said. Jesus said unto him, why do you call me good? There's none good but one, that is God. Okay? And then he said, the first thing Jesus said to those that the oracles of God were given to in Romans 3, what does it tell us in Mark 10, verse 19? The first thing Jesus did was brought about the schoolmaster, using it lawfully, right? 1 Timothy 1:7. Thou knowest the commandments. Folks, isn't it crazy that most people in this country can't even tell me three of the Ten Commandments, and they call themselves Christians? That's in stark contrast with Scripture. You're a liar, and the truth is not in you. 1 John 2:4. Jesus said to the rich young ruler, you know the commandments. What's the first thing he said? Do not commit adultery. All right? Do not commit adultery. That's the seventh commandment. Do not kill. That's the sixth commandment. Do not steal. That's the eighth commandment. Do not bear false witness. That's the ninth commandment. Defraud not. Honor your father and your mother. That's the fifth commandment. By the way, that's the first commandment with promise that you would have a long life on this earth, given unto you by the Lord. So he used the law of God in showing them that they violated the law. Okay, now listen to what the rich young ruler said. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all of these things I have observed from my youth. In other words, what he was doing was standing. The Bible says, take heed that you stand, lest you fall. The Bible also tells us that all of your righteousness is but filthy rags before him. Okay? But here's the rich young ruler trying to justify himself by keeping God's moral law, saying, I've never done all those. I've observed them all of the days of my life. What the Lord is saying is, listen, you have, but I still don't have your heart. And what's the first thing the Lord says to him right after that? Then Jesus, looking upon him, he loved him. Jesus loved this rich young ruler. And he said unto him, this one thing you lack. Let me ask you the question, folks. How many times have you sat down with someone? Oh, I used to, when I was a baby Christian, and I can feel it even as I speak now. As a baby Christian, I remember I was being convicted of my sin at every given turn. I was guilty as H-E double hockey sticks, and I knew it, and I thank God that he was bringing the conviction. I thank God that he brought the repentance, because I knew that I was a sinner saved by grace or being saved by grace. Oh, we're going to come right back to this in a moment. I got you for another hour. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.